really in relation to the losses that farmers have incurred as a result of Brexit, and particularly in the beef sector. We have used figures in the IFA that we've got from the Department of Agriculture and Bord Bia, and they highlight very clearly that Irish beef farmers have incurred a loss of over 100 million euro over in the 6 or 7 months between the end of last September and March of this year. When we compare that period to the corresponding period pre-Brexit in 2015-2016. So unless there is a support package put in place to safeguard a sector that's worth 3 billion euro to the Irish economy and a sector that's practiced in all parts of the country, and particularly in areas where it's not conducive with fragmented land or poorer type land, it's not conducive to dairying or tillage. So it's up to the government to ensure that they give the support that's necessary here, and not to hide behind the veil of the Commission, and likewise the EU Commission not to hide behind the Irish government, because that appears to be a little bit of what's happening here.
And indeed, we know that many Brexit deadlines have already been passed, so it is frightening that no action has been taken by government.
Well, it is. And look, we accepted from the government up until probably the end of last year this view that we can't be seen to be looking at support packages. It's more or less an admission, and this was the line that it's more or less would be seen as an admission of, you know, that we were accepting that there would be a disorderly Brexit and a crash out. And that was it. But we kept telling the government behind the scenes at all times that while we were holding the line on this, that farmers were suffering in the background. But I think that suffering became very evident in the few months of last year and this year so far, where you had farmers taken 25-30 cents a kilo less than they were last year or 3 years ago. And that was for steers and heifers. In the bulls, they were taking close on anything up to 50-60, and in some cases the older, heavier bulls were close on a euro less per kilo. And it's easy to do the maths on that. If you're a 500 kilo carcass in a young bull, well then you're the goods of 500 euro of a loss. And that those were real figures and happened to farmers all over the country. So it's imperative. We've heard the promises. We've heard Taoiseach say he'll have our back. We've heard the Commissioner say that the tools are at the ready if required. We've heard the Minister talk about support packages. Well, you know, the tools are required. The time is here and now, not next October. Farmers can't afford to pay the bills that they owe on the farms for fertiliser, for veterinary, for feed. So, you know, we need those supports now and we need them immediately.